MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Modo, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Modo Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, from scratching noises and things being dragged across the ceiling to footsteps coming through the air vent, her nightly routine became anything but peaceful.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it does happen to be that program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening, so you don't miss any of our episodes. Put out tons of them every single day. So if you like ghost stories, just hit that button. And if you want even more, you want to go ad-free, we have that option for you on Apple Podcasts. You can even try that for 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
Well, you and I talked about this a couple minutes ago, but I thought it was so funny. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share it.
Okay.
But the weather is going to... I live in Kansas, and the weather can turn.
Yeah.
And where you live, too.
We're going to get...
It can turn really fast.
Basically, a lot of the same things you're getting the next day. So what So what you're going to have, and you're talking about, is we're going to have the same thing here.
Yeah. So this morning, I was... You know how you get up in the morning, you look at your phone, and you scroll through Facebook before you actually get up?
Mm-hmm.
I think probably everybody does that. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
But... So I see this post from a local meteorologist, and it starts out, "You cannot have severe storms and near blizzard conditions in the same forecast. Kansas, hold my beer." That was one of the funniest forecasts I've ever read. And it says, even by Kansas standards, the next 36 hours will be wild. I'm like, I don't know this guy. I've never met him, but I love him. I think he's my new favorite meteorologist.
It's true.
And I do have a favorite meteorologist.
Your favorite meteorologist is Ross Jansen.
Ross Jansen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Ross Jansen.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Super nice guy. Super nice guy. And he has his dog with him when he does the weather forecast. So how can you not like the guy who's got the dog in the forecast?
No, he's a good guy. I've known him since, it's probably been damn near close to 20 years now, because he was just starting to be a meteorologist when I moved to Wichita all those years ago. And I remember hanging out with him back then.
20 years ago.
Yeah. He was starting, and we're about the same age. But it was,
That's nuts. You and I have known each other for 20 years.
And I was watching because it's weird, you know, the more you do life and stuff, especially like in media, it's always funny where you end up seeing your friends. I was watching a doc over the weekend. I forgot. It was one about something that happened near Denver. That's all I can tell you. I've watched so many docs lately. It was a true crime doc, but all of a sudden Matt pops up. When our friend Matt Murrow, who's he's out in Denver at the Fox affiliate there. So is Manny, one of our employees here and friend. His brother works at the same station in Denver. But it's just funny where it's like, hey, there's Matt.
Right, I know that guy.
Like, yeah, I've hung out with him all the time, like back in the day. Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's like every time they do a BTK interview or documentary or something, I'm like, I know that person. I know that person.
I'm helping some of our friends work on a BTK doc right now. And it's very interesting. And I actually have on a thumb drive right over here. Some really interesting raw footage of some interviews that they have given me to look at of some folks who claim that, you know, they had an interaction with BTK that's never been really documented.
Now, was it people who he might have looked at as potential victims, or is it interviews like with him in prison?
No,
I did drive by his prison just the other day.
It's interviews with the people that were potential victims or survived him or really suspected that they were being targeted. I have to watch this whole one. Anyway, it's going to be interesting when it's all together. They've had some really good interviews with a lot of folks in town. So
I had that one weird encounter that one time that I've thought after I heard about BTK, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, all of that fits his MO.
Yeah.
It could have been him trying to break in my house that night.
Yeah, it could have been. And you were right in that area.
I was, and I heard on one of the documentaries he admitted that he targeted houses right next to the highways to an on-ramp to a highway. I was right next to an on-ramp to a highway. And I went to the veterinarian across the street from where he worked. Somebody poisoned my dog. It was like, God. The whole thing was weird. Not saying it was him.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird coincidence. Yeah, really. I mean, in an alternate reality, in an alternate universe, you're just a topic that I talk about on the True Crime Show. This Carol Hughes, she was one of the victims back in 1978. And it's like all of the parallels of life, like that's just the way that you connect in on the parallel universe where things are just slightly different.
I know. Just think. I mean, there's so many things you think about it in life that had you taken a right instead of a left. Like the other day, I was leaving my house and I forgot something. So I'm like, oh, crap. I turn around, go get it. Adds 30 seconds to my drive, maybe, yeah. You know, leaving my house. So I'm going the same route no matter what. And I get right down the street and there was a horrific car crash.
Yeah.
No, and the people are literally just getting out of their cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no cops, there's no anything. I see people like dialing their phones. So I probably missed that crash by 30 seconds.
Yeah. And it always makes you wonder about those things where it's like, oh, it's a good thing I had to go to the bathroom again for the fourth time before leaving.
It's a good thing I forgot whatever that was. And it was like,
exactly. No, yeah. And then, yeah. Yeah, it's
but when I'm watching all them and there was one car that was just, I don't know what happened to the person, wasn't good. And I just got this really strange feeling like, oh my God, this could have been me.
Yeah.
Had I not forgotten that one little glass of water or whatever I have to have.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's creepy. Let's go to our first story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hello.
Hi again, this is Kelsey from New Mexico. I just called in, but I forgot about something totally unrelated to the previous story. But it's to do with the house that I live in now. And what keeps happening, it actually happened a little bit ago before I called in. And I'll be laying in bed trying to fall asleep at night, and I'll just hear scratching from the attic. I live on a military base, and we are not allowed in the attic. There's no way to get in it from the outside, because they do like yearly inspections to make sure there's no way of like getting into the attic from the outside, no holes in the house, and just like general maintenance and stuff. The only way to get in from to the attic is from the inside of the house upstairs. But I'll be laying in bed and I'll hear what sounds like a thunk. I'll hear scratching noises, and then I'll hear like something's being dragged across the ceiling. And I hate going to sleep every night because this happens quite a few times each month. and it just scares me to death. And not too long ago, I'm on the first floor in my house, and I hear what sounds like footsteps coming, like the sound of footsteps coming through the air vent in the dining room, which is right below the master bedroom. And it just totally freaks me out every time I hear it. And it's awful, but I can't exactly move away from it. Nothing too much else has happened in this house besides this. And I have one more story. My friend that I'm going to call Karen from Florida, she and my friend Jenna from Florida, these are obviously fake names for privacy reasons, but they both have ghosts in their rooms, basically. And Karen once told me this story that really freaked me out. Well, a couple stories. So these are going to be secondhand stories. I'm basically going to be talking for her. So the first one is this will happen on a regular basis. So her room back then, she shared with her sister, and it was like, there were two beds in there. It wasn't bunk beds. And then there was like a desk where my friend Karen would go to like be on her computer and play Minecraft or whatever. And every single time she is up late gaming, the second it passes 3 a.m., everything starts shaking. And like the electricity just of her room will cut out. And the weird thing is, like, the lights will turn red in there. Like, she would have, like, a nightlight on in there, and it would turn off for a second before, like, turning on back on red, when it was just, like, a normal light. And the second thing is that she told me she had some kind of, like, object on the desk. The AC wasn't on or anything. There wasn't a window open because she was on, like, second story. She didn't really open the window too much. And it was on the desk, like, 2 inches from the edge, where it couldn't end up just falling off. And it was like a Rubik's Cube or something, so it couldn't have just, like, been blown off. And it went flying to the other end of the room and hit the wall before falling down. And she's told me that she'll speak to her ghost, which she's named Bob. My friend Jenna also has a ghost that she named Bob, just because, you know, we were kids. Funny, haha, named Bob. I don't know. But she would tell me that she would, like, talk to it sometimes. It wouldn't ever, like, talk back, but she would talk to it, and it was obvious that it could understand her, because, like, so she would have, like, the closet doors of adults. She'd say, like, hey, Bob, cut it out. And it would just stop. And so, yeah, those are some more of my ghost stories. I will say I don't consider myself particularly sensitive. Just stuff has happened to me. And stuff is happening to me. I don't think it's me personally. I think it's just been the places that I have lived. And so, yeah, those are my stories. And thanks for providing the podcast. It's a great outlet for people like me who have ghost stories.
Thanks for sharing your story. Thoughts on all that?
You know, the first part when she was talking about hearing scratching in the attic and everything, and they can't go up there. And I'm like, I think she lived on a base. I would call somebody to come look. Now, I don't know if they don't find anything, it's not going to give you any peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
There could be something up in your attic. Like there could be a hole in somewhere that you can't see. And there's raccoons or squirrels getting in up there. Sure. Or bats.
Or Batman.
Batman could be up there. But I know somebody whose house got infested with bats. Like, I would burn it down.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but she said it's over $5,000 to get rid of them.
I would almost feel like that's infested. A deal at that point. Like, I'd be like, I'll sell you my soul, get rid of the bats. Like, that would be horrifying.
That's a lot of money. Were they able to get rid of them? And she says, I don't have $5,000.
Oh, fuck. So you're still living with the bats?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I would freak out.
If anybody deserves
something like that.
If anyone deserves a GoFundMe, it's that.
Right.
I think you could get that built pretty quick, actually, too. I think people would just see that and go, oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I gotta do something. But, you know, it could be something like that.
So I'm assuming
they heard it kind of behind the walls and up into the attic. So they weren't sure what it was, but they kept hearing something.
So are the bats like all in the attic or like where are they?
I think they're behind. I think there's a certain area of the house.
I'm shivering.
It's a nest. They kind of take over.
But, oh, God. I literally have the chills.
I know. It's like I was so mortified. And sometimes they get out from where they are and they're just in the house.
Oh, fuck.
Like, for real. I'm not kidding.
Sometimes they get out from where they are and then they're in the house.
Mm-hmm. And so she says she has her husband chase it out. But you can't just kill him because there's like some protection. Kind of like if you have a massive beehive, they have to come in and get rid of them properly.
Yeah.
But even then, like how do you get rid of hundreds of bats?
Well, they got in. I mean.
They got in and made their little home and they're happy.
Yeah. So they have to know where they're getting in so they can eventually seal that off. You probably can't seal it off right. I mean, is there a time of the day where they leave the house?
Well, and you seal it off and then somehow they entice them to go out. Like they go out at night and come back in.
Then seal it off there.
They go out, they can't come back in.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they just naturally have to
hire a specialist to do it. And she said they estimated $5,000. So I don't know.
Do you have to entice them to leave or don't they just naturally leave?
I think they might naturally leave, but I think you have to build this kind of system, this escape hatch for them so they get out and they can't come back in.
Well, how do they normally get out? That's the thing. How do they normally get out? And you block that so they can't get back in.
I don't know. So, but the problem is, I don't know if there's some sort of endangered species, but you can't just kill them. So if you
I know that
block that off, then they can't get out. So they're just going to die.
Well, what I'm saying is when they go out naturally, so whatever, you know, when the bat signal goes out and the bats leave the house, then you get up in there in the attic and you seal off or outside the house, wherever you need to do it. So once they're all out and they're out doing their thing, then you can... they don't come back in because
I think that's kind of what the
company would do. You know, the Batman do.
You don't know what we call those people.
Batman. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know. It sounds really simplistic to me. I don't know if that works or if like, do all of them leave or just do a couple go out and do some gathering and hunting and some sit back and, you know, chill and watch Netflix. Like what are the bats
doing? I was like, burn it down. Can you burn it down? And get some insurance money.
So you'd rather encourage her to commit insurance fraud. Like insurance fraud is good. That's not a criminal thing at all.
I would be like, I don't have $5,000, but
you
maybe
can't
I
kill the bats
with insurance fraud if I do this the right way. But then I have a friend who is a fire investigator, and he's like, "Yeah, you'll get caught."
God,
I know. So that could be something that she's dealing with in her house. I don't know what's worse, paranormal activity or bats.
I'll take the ghosts any day.
I think I would too.
Any day. I'll take, yeah. I mean, like,
you know, will you take me?
Satan!
Shit, that's a hard one, Satan.
Well, if it's this version of me, you know, the cool one, the one that's, you know, I'm not going to, like, you know, brand you with my initials like Keith Raniere or something. You know, we're not doing Nexium level shit here in hell. I mean, that was evil.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to, like, brand me, you know, I get, you know, over bats, like,
trust me, you take me over the bats, like, we're just gonna watch, you know, like a lot of R-rated movies and, you know, like curse a lot and that sort of stuff. It'll be fun. I mean, nothing's gonna die, I promise.
I don't know, I don't, between Satan in your house or bats, what's your pick, Carol?
Well, that form of Satan, he seems a little friendly and talkative.
I'll bring nachos. It'd be like nachos.
I like nachos.
There you go.
And you know what I'm saying? So he is kind of for Satan. He's a pretty good version of Satan.
Yeah.
I'd go with him over bats.
I'll bring really spicy hell sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I saw it on Hot Ones once and I decided, you know, we need some of that down here, so we got a full stock of it.
That's great. It's great to know. Satan, I'm not giving you an answer on this one, because, you know.
God damn it, open the door. Open the door. Just say it. Say it, Tony. Say it, you will. Say it, you will let me in the house.
I'm not doing it. I can think about, I'm not making this decision. Bats versus you in the house.
Just say it. Open the door. You know you want to open the door and let the bats out. The bats are bad. The bats are spooky. The bats are scary. The bats are going to come in and eat you in your sleep.
The bats don't do that sort of shit.
What if I told them to do that, though? I'm the devil. Ooh, bats, go eat him in his sleep. Woo!
Come on. They're not going to listen to you.
You got me there. The bats don't. Bats don't even fucking listen to me. All right. Keep the door closed. Have it your way.
I will. Not going to invite you in. Not going to do that.
Motherfucker.
Okay, anyway. That was... Satan, that's not nice. You know that.
I'm sorry. It was a moment of frustration. I let my emotions take over, and I shouldn't have done that. I do apologize. I do apologize.
It sounds like he's sorry.
I think he is. Like,
yeah, I can be sorry for shit. That's, you know, I'm the devil. I'm not like... Ooh, like I can't do anything. I mean, all I do is wrong stuff. I should be apologizing for everything I do. I just don't have time. There's just too much of it.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got to have that little interaction there with Satan for a few moments. So we got.
Well, and it does put your own life into perspective sometimes.
It does.
You know?
It truly does.
Glad we could have this moment too. It was... those nice moments of the day where you get some deep thinking in and you really feel like you're connecting with the humans. You try to make them your minions, but, you know, some are just, won't open that door.
Well, Satan, thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. I'm going to go make some nachos.
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, like more of that, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, or check us out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get on all of the extras. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Moto.us. Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us. Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.